Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
Congressman Ann Wagner from the 2nd Congressional District of Missouri. It's a pleasure to have you on today. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, I'm glad to be on, Annie. I flew back late last night. I actually got in the wee hours of the morning for the big NGA land transfer, the National Geospatial Agency, which is exciting. And yeah, I want to get on with you and your listeners.
Well, we really appreciate that. There's so much to talk about, but the key thing that I'd like to talk to you about, we had that crazy meeting in the Oval Office earlier this week with Nancy Pelosi talking about how President Trump doesn't have the votes. Donald Trump says he does have the votes to get this through the House. The president has made a pretty strong stand for national security via border security. I'm curious what you think about what Nancy was saying in that meeting and how you feel that the Republicans in the House feel about it currently right now.
Well, Annie, the people that don't have the votes are Nancy Pelosi in the House. She doesn't have them for speaker just yet, so I don't think she's going to budge on what's needed in terms of border security for this president and for our country. And I can assure you, Chuck Schumer in the Senate doesn't have the votes. We've done this in the House. We have appropriated money to build the wall and to secure our border. I voted for $25 billion in advanced appropriations for wall funding and for securing our border. We know the wall works. The sectors of the border where fencing and walls have been built have seen a real decrease in illegal immigration from San Diego, California to El Paso, Texas, Tucson, Arizona, Yuma, Arizona. I mean, the facts are the facts, and I think the president's going to stand strong on this. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, he certainly gave us that impression earlier this week. Congressman Wagner, what does it mean to vote for strong border security when you're in a landlocked, middle-of-the-country state here in Missouri? What does border security at our southern border mean to Missouri voters, the ones that are communicating with you?
Well, it means your own personal safety and security. I mean, we've seen illegal immigrants transgressing our interstate highways, whether they're bringing human trafficking, opioids, drugs, criminal activity in terms of gangs and such. DHS prevents an average of 10 terrorists a day from entering the U.S., and they apprehended 17,000 criminals at the border last year alone. So the safety and security of our neighborhoods and our communities here, I don't care whether you're on the border or you're in the middle, is important.
Yeah, I definitely have felt that from our callers, people who want to weigh in on that issue here. They certainly seem to think it's as important here as anywhere else. I want to ask you about if Donald Trump isn't able to get this passed through Congress so that he can sign it before the Congress turns over to the next one in January, the Democrats are going to take the lead in the House of Representatives. Are we going to be talking about border security, immigration reform, any of that with this next Congress coming in, or is it going to be impeachment, impeachment, impeachment?
Oh, I think they're just lining up the subpoenas and the investigations one after another, after another, after another. You know, I believe they'll overplay their hand in that regard. I hope we're talking about issues that are important to our country, both things that keep us secure and safe, like immigration. I'm tired of people playing politics, especially the Democrats, with this issue. As I said, we're gonna hold the line on that, but we're gonna talk about those issues. We're also gonna be talking about kitchen table issues, quality of life issues that are important to people, not just jobs and the economy, but also things like, you know, workplace flexibility, things like making sure that we codify and preserve pre-existing conditions for everyone in their health care. We're going to talk about things like paid family leave, important things that I think will resonate here in suburbia, certainly in the second district. So we're putting an agenda forward. I don't know what the Democrats are going to do. This will be a real change for our Republican Congress in the our conference in the House. But we'll be there to hold that line and to be the true squad for our administration, for our president, and for our conservative policies.
As these first two years of President Trump's administration wrap up, he did have the House in his favor. He had the Senate in his favor. What are you most proud of in these first 2 years with the Republican-controlled House? What are the things that you've been most proud of to be able to pass while you've had the control of that House of Representatives?
Well, certainly what we've been able to do to let, you know, people keep more of their hard-earned dollar through really jump-starting this economy and lowering unemployment, raising and lifting wages, that has been a very important thing. Also, what we've done for defense. This is the first time in a decade that we have gotten our military and our defense to a place where they will be ready and keeping us safe and secure from a national security and military standpoint. The first pay raise for our soldiers in a very long time. Things that we've done for veterans in terms of accountability. I mean, the Choice Act, the Veterans Accountability Act, taking care of those who have fought for our freedoms and our liberties. I think there are a lot of things we've done. I mean, you know, the work that I did on online sex trafficking is so very vital. This is a key hub for this hideous crime of human trafficking, and there are just a lot of different pieces of legislation that have been passed, over 1,000 in the House.
Wow.
Many of them, believe it or not, Annie, have been bipartisan.
Mm-hmm.
The regulatory reform has been tremendous and has also kind of taken that overreach of the federal government that doesn't just isn't just a burden on jobs and industry and business. It also it's a tax on our own personal freedoms and liberties. There are so many tremendous things we've been able to do. The Senate, what they've done to put conservative judges on the bench, not just the Supreme Court, but all levels of the federal bench. We've gotten a lot done in 2 years. This president doesn't let any grass grow under his feet, and we've certainly been busy in the U.S. House. We wish that the Senate could keep up a little bit, but hope looms eternal there. So
I agree, and I wanted to give you a chance to list off some of those things because I know that there's always that implication that our representatives aren't doing anything. Well, a lot of the stuff that you are doing, just the it's not sexy enough to hit the mainstream news headlines, and the bickering that takes place on Capitol Hill is more fun to talk about and hear about than when you guys agree on things and push things through, like criminal justice reform,
right?
So on and so forth. So I wanted to give you the opportunity to highlight that. But I also want to ask you, too, when it comes to health care reform and immigration reform, this is something that Republicans themselves don't always tend to agree upon. I'm wondering if there's any possibility that these 2 years in the minority for the Republicans, if there is there somebody working hard on coming up with a true conservative approach to health care reform that can be agreed upon by enough Republicans that they can campaign on so that when they win, they actually have the opportunity to get it? Because we've had Republican controlled everything. We haven't been able to get the health care reform done. We haven't been able to get the immigration reform done. And those seem to be two issues that are really key to that voting base.
Absolutely it is. And it's very important to my constituents and I think to the country. I mean, we have to have health care that is patient-centered, that is lower in cost. We have to rein in these insurance companies and make sure that all Americans have access to affordable health care. So there are things that we're going to be able to do. I don't care whether it's health savings accounts, whether it's association health care plans. We've done a lot. You know, we rolled back the individual mandate, which was very important in Obamacare. That got done both in the House and Senate and was signed by the president. There is a package next week that we'll be taking up that will renew some of those things in terms of medical device taxes, the Cadillac taxes, and make sure that those are not going to increase costs for hardworking Americans. But we've got to make sure that we codify and make it clear that we are going to preserve and protect people with pre-existing health conditions, and it's something that I have co-sponsored and been an original co-sponsor of multiple times. I hope we can move forward in that arena. It would be nice if we could do something on a bipartisan basis on immigration, but frankly, I have not seen that on the Democrat side of the aisle. We have moved multiple pieces of legislation. The president has done a lot in terms of DACA and given a great deal in terms of visa reform and other things that are important in immigration. And I've only seen politics being played in that regard. So I'm hopeful. We'll see what happens. I hope it's not the next 2 years aren't just filled with investigations.
Yeah.
Talk about impeachment and bringing subpoenas right and left. I hope we're going to get some work done. We're going to be there, though, to fight for the American people. We're going to put an agenda forward that's positive and give us an opportunity to win back the majority in the U.S. House, I hope, in 2 years.
Absolutely. Congressman Ann Wagner with the 2nd District, thank you so much for giving us some time today. We appreciate your insight.
Pleased to do so. Take care to all.
Absolutely. Take care to you as well. Merry Christmas to you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.